This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An embattled UN agency is warning its aid operation in Gaza is collapsing over a wave of funding cuts. VOA's Alexis Strope tells us more.
The head of the main UN aid agency in the war-battered Gaza Strip has warned that its work is, quote, collapsing after nine donor countries decided to cut funding. The United States and other countries made the decision after allegations surfaced that several agency employees had participated in the deadly Hamas attack against Israel 4 months ago. The attack had triggered the Israel-Hamas war. The UN agency has said the employees were fired and are under investigation. The agency is the main aid provider in besieged Gaza, providing food and shelter to hundreds of thousands of people. The head of the agency wrote Saturday that he is shocked by the announced funding cuts. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' Stefan Dujarric told reporters that Secretary General was horrified by the allegations and any staff that participated in the attacks should be referred for possible criminal prosecution. At the same time, there is concern about nations halting funding for the agency.
I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in Gaza who rely on UNRWA's humanitarian work, who rely on humanitarian assistance, even more now than they did before. It is the work that UNRWA does remains critical.
Thousands of people have marched in cities and towns in Kenya to protest the recent slayings of more than a dozen women. The anti-femicide demonstration was the largest event ever held in the country against sexual and gender-based violence. In the nation's capital, protesters wore T-shirts printed with the names of at least 14 women who became homicide victims this month alone. This is VOA News. South Korea's military says that North Korea fired several cruise missiles that flew over waters near a major military shipyard on the country's eastern coast, extending a streak in weapons tests that are worsening tensions with the United States, South Korea, and Japan. The launch has followed a separate round of North Korean cruise missile tests last week and a January 14 test firing of the country's first solid-fuel intermediate-range missile. Those tests reflect North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's efforts to expand his arsenal of weapons designed to overwhelm missile defenses in South Korea, Japan, and remote U.S. targets in the Pacific, including Guam. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan held talks in Bangkok Saturday, which both sides described as candid and substantive. The meeting was described as a follow-up to U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping's meeting late last year. VOA's Jeff Custer tells us more.
The Mexican government.
In a statement, the White House said Saturday's meeting was part of the effort to maintain open lines of communication and responsibly manage competition in the U.S.-China relationship. National Security Advisor Sullivan stressed that although the U.S. and China are in competition, both countries need to prevent it from veering into conflict or confrontation. The White House said the two sides held constructive discussions on issues including Russia's war against Ukraine, the Middle East, North Korea, the South China Sea, Myanmar, and Taiwan. The statement said the two sides committed to maintain this strategic channel of communication and to pursue additional high-level diplomacy, including a call between President Biden and President Xi. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Mexico has confirmed that some of the Mayan ruin sites are inaccessible due to gang violence and land disputes. AP correspondent Karen Chamas
has confirmed that two well-known sites containing Mayan ruins are unreachable due to a toxic mix of cartel violence and land disputes. However, two tourist guides in the southern state of Chiapas have also said two other popular sites that the government are saying are still open can only be reached by passing through drug gang checkpoints. Though no tourist has been harmed so far, and the government claims the sites are safe, many guides no longer take tour groups there. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has praised Texas Governor Greg Abbott for defying the Biden administration's over immigration. Texas has restricted U.S. Border Patrol entry to remove razor wire in a popular corridor for migrants illegally entering the U.S. Trump is visiting Las Vegas as he's marching towards securing the Republican presidential nomination. You'll find more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.